Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and good morning. Praise the Lord. Let's check right away and see if we've got Brother Max with us.
Good morning, Miss Billy and everybody. Yes, I am here. Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord, Brother Max. You got anything you wanted to share with us this morning?
Well, we'll just have to see what the Lord is going to tell us today. I believe we've been hearing the future. Actually, I have a few announcements. Brenda will be with us this Sunday, 10:30
that's
a.m.
This next Sunday. This
this
very
coming
coming
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes. Brenda and Tony will be with us. So I really encourage everybody in Minneapolis online to watch us on YouTube and Facebook, Sunday, 10:30 at Yeshua Love Heals. And we also have Chip and Candace. They are coming August, I believe, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th. We will be posting that, August 8th, 9th, and 10th. And again, we're inviting everybody in the Twin Cities. And
that'll be
if you
good.
can't make it, that'll be good. Will be the
Oh,
first
yes.
time for Chip and Candace here.
Praise
Praise
the
the
Lord.
Lord. I'm awake.
And
Pray
I
it up.
know that
Go ahead.
Brenda's going to have something this Sunday because she's been looking at the words, and she, you know, we pray ahead, Max. We, if you wait to pray with the news, you're going to be behind. So God's always ahead. He's never, never behind. And she
Yes.
found some very interesting things back in November of 2023 that are very applicable to what's just been happening in the last few days. And so she stays right up with those things. And then, of course, you know what kind of a prayer she is. So
yeah.
I would advise you, if you can get to Yeshua's Love Heals. And what time are your services, brother?
Sunday at 10:30 a.m., and we have a free parking. I believe they will have a snack after that, so you could fellowship with Brenda and Tony. Of course, we're going to be in Washington, D.C., Juan and I, but I'm just so
yes.
thankful to Tony and Brenda. You know, it's always, they're just a big, big
Right.
part of our ministry. Well, we call our ministry the Prayer Mountain of the North. Praise
I
the Lord,
believe that's it, for sure.
Because we are, yeah.
And there
Yeah.
you are, right downtown Minneapolis, in a strategic place.
Yes.
Strategically placed by the Lord. And, of course, you're going to be in Washington, D.C., as am I. And I'll be speaking that day at the CUFI Sunday, the 29th. And we begin with a prayer session with Daughters for Zion prayer sessions. And that's where we pray for CUFI. And then I'm going to bring something something that day that's on my heart. So if you haven't registered for CUFI, you might want to. Just go to CUFI, Christians United for Israel, the summit. And praise the Lord. I'll be seeing you there, Brother Max. Looking forward to it.
Yes, looking forward to it as well. Can't wait.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Now, you know, since we've been on here, oh my goodness, what has happened? The United States has sent Bunker Buster bombs into Iran's nuclear capabilities and virtually deterred them for years and years. If at least that's happened, and possibly taken them out forever. So I sense that we needed to do something. There's such a lack of information. There's such a lack of people knowing what's happening. They're asking the questions like, is this the tribulation? Are we in the tribulation? Is this the end of the world? What else? Aren't Christians supposed to be for peace? And there's a lot of that foolishness out there, how we're peace-loving, we shouldn't be for these things. This is a complete lack of the end of days and when we live, a complete lack of understanding. And so I saw, oh, my goodness, there's a great need for this. So we went live. I went live for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday evenings. And we did something that we're going to call Eschatology Live. And I did three. We're going to do them with some regularity. Now, we did one Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday evenings. And Sundays, They're all eschatology, but I'm naming it Iran, Islam, and Bunker Buster Bombs. I had often seen in Ezekiel 38:39 that there was nothing nuclear there. And it is something when Russia and Iran are going to come down from the north. People are saying, is this Ezekiel 38:39? No, but it's leading to it. In Ezekiel 38:39, Russia, Iran, Turkey, and others come down from the north into Israel. But this was the United States and Israel bombing Iran. So no, but this will lead to it. How soon? I don't know. But I don't think these players are going to stay on the stage forever. So we did a teaching Sunday, June 21st. We did one Monday, June 22nd. And in that one, we went into Ezekiel 38 and 39, verse by verse, and looked at that war, that upcoming war. It will be soon. I don't know. It could be a matter of days, weeks, or years. I think maybe years. I'm guessing 4 years. And I'm not going to tell anybody why I'm guessing 4 years, but that's what I'm guessing. And then last night, Tuesday, we went into the three groups of peoples that God has futures for, the Jews, the nations, and the church, and we're going to look at what those futures are. Sometime in the near future, we'll be looking at the rapture of the church, which people seem to not understand. I'm just blessed by the first, for instance, Sunday, we have had to that episode 40,000 viewers. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's a blessing. Blessing, blessing, blessing. That we could reach that many people. Hallelujah. Now, you can watch these. Of course, we're rerunning them on our social media, YouTube. And that's our YouTube title is Official Dr. Billy Brim. Somebody else put up something, but it's not us. So on YouTube, we are Official Dr. Billy Brim. On Facebook, Dr. Billy Brim. And, of course, our webpage, billybrim.org. Now, I'm going to be doing this with somewhat regularity. And if you would like to be notified, here's how you can do it. We will send out notifications on Facebook and YouTube. Facebook, you go to Dr. Billy Brim and like our page. Just like our page. On YouTube, you search Official Dr. Billy Brim and subscribe. And when you do that, then you will be notified when we're going to do one of these live. Of course, we'll leave them up after we do them live, but you will know when we're doing one live. I've heard so many things, and young people just absolutely crying out for peace and not understanding there's not going to be peace now. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. And this scripture is so apropos, Isaiah 33:6, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. So wisdom and knowledge, you don't need to be somewhere like an ostrich with your head in the sand. You need to be knowing what's going on. And oh my goodness, the people of New York, oh dear me. They have a candidate that's been picked for mayor of New York who is totally anti-Semitic. He's Muslim, and he's thinks Israel's wrong, all kinds of things. I don't know how that happened. But if you people in New York City, you need to be knowing how to take your authority. We all need to know how to take our authority now. Praise the Lord. That the enemy is Satan. Satan is the head of all anti-Semitism. That's what I'm going to talk about, I think, with the CUFI group. And probably we'll do that going into something about some things about him. This is Satan against God. This is Satan fighting for his last hurrah. Not that. He thinks he can win. So praise the Lord. Glory to God. You need to know how to take your authority over Amen. Your city. And you have to do it. You can't just think that's a good idea. You have to sit down in your seat, discipline yourself, and pray the prayer in Ephesians and take your authority. And I'm telling you, he has to obey you. He's bound by the written word of God. He cannot cross bloodlines. And so it's up to you. It's up to us. It's up to the Church of the Living God. Now,
really, if I may add, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
If I may add, okay, I'll just probably take less than a minute here. Everybody, I really encourage you guys, everybody on this phone, on this prayer call, brothers and sisters, go back and watch Miss Video. What she, especially when she touched on Al-Mahdi, which is the Muslims are waiting for Al-Mahdi. And here's the big thing. The big thing is they believe in the word of Allah. So it doesn't matter if they're nice or kind, or it's not them, it's the devil working in them because of the word of Allah that they received in the Quran. I've been getting so many phone calls like, what is happening? What's going on? What? They believe that the state of Israel and the land of Abraham should be tossed to the sea. That's absolutely their understanding of the bigger picture, that Jewish and Christians, which is infidel, they call us infidel in the Quran, could not exist. So we are to pray for these people, to pray for their salvation, to be awakened, to be shaken. We are working on gathering, I'm working on gathering as much as I can, former Muslims and people have ministries, and they to come to our church even to share these things and to speak about these things. There's so many demonic things happening in Texas. They are building mosques. They're building groups. They're putting things together. They are planning to, to establish Sharia law in the United States of America. Folks, we have the authority. We have the power to pray for them and stop all these demonic movements in this nation. Go back and watch. Go back and watch Miss Billy when she talked about the 12th.
The Sunday, that's the Sunday.
That's the Sunday.
That was the 621st one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Watch it. And I'm thinking to put something together even. I wanted people to come to church because it's always more comfortable not to even to be online, to speak about things freely. Not because we want to attack them. No, we want the church to understand what is going on, why they're doing it, and what's their goal. It's very important to know. So to pray for them.
Exactly. And to know, and we went into that, what their religion is. You see, when there was a Cold War between United States and Russia, Russia's somewhat saner. I mean, they know that if they hit the U.S. with nuclear, we hit back, we're both goners, wiped out. But Iran doesn't care. They don't care because they think their Mahdi is coming in a chaotic war. And so they don't mind starting it. They don't mind using nuclear. I can guarantee you if they'd had nuclear, they would have used it. And so what President Trump did was an amazing thing. But it had to happen because it had to be taken out before Ezekiel 38 and 39. So praise the Lord. Here's what we do. We're going to be knowledgeable. We're going to know what happens. We're going to be watching in our books, the Bible, the prophets. The Old Testament prophets are the ones that really tell you what's happening now with the nations. So we're watching them. We're watching them closely in 3BI. I offered on that first night or second night that anybody listening could get our 3BI course on the book of Ezekiel for $100, and I will offer that on this phone call as well. So we need to be knowledgeable. Wisdom and knowledge is the stability of our times. You're stable if you have knowledge of what's happening. And then wisdom. Bless the Lord. Oh, my goodness, last week's scriptures. Have you gone over them? Wisdom and guidance. Wisdom, guidance. Being led, being guided. It was all about that. And think of it. We have access to the Creator of all the universes there are. We have access to Him and His wisdom. We can ask for it. And then we are told, and let's do it right now, because our President of the United States, he's just a man. He made a right decision. We need him to continue to make right decisions in the behalf of Israel. So we are going to pray right now together. Heavenly Father, you caused it to be written to Timothy through his mentor, Paul, and to be written to all of us. 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, that means first of all, before we pray for our family, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And here's how you pray for all men. You pray for their kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Heavenly Father, we on this call lift our united voices in behalf of the President of the United States of America. The decisions he makes affect all of us here in this country and all of the world, because you have made the United States a leader in the world, and you have appointed him, and we're thankful. We're thankful for the many, many good decisions he's already made, Lord. But he needs you. He needs you, Lord. He needs your wisdom. I believe he asks for it. I know that he came on after the Bunker Buster thing, and he said openly, we love you, God. And I believe he does. But, oh, Father, in the name above every name, we would encircle his head with the blood of Jesus. And we would together say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Satan has no access to his mind today. And the voices around him that are anti what God would want, oh, we pray for their hushing in the name of Jesus. We pray for all of our leaders, our civic leaders, and, oh, Lord, our pastors and evangelists, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers. Holy One of Israel, we need your voice. We need your choices. We need you, Holy One, to lead and guide the leaders. And we need you to dig out their ears so that they will hear and obey. In the name above every name, we lend our prayers for Israel. I know that when you say pay for the peace of Jerusalem, it doesn't mean an absence of war. It means unity. It means wholeness. Wholeness with Jerusalem above and Jerusalem below. And Father, we just lift up those people, some of them, the soldiers, Lord, some of them have had there's been a tragedy with some soldiers in Gaza, lost their lives. We thank you for the protection, Holy Father, and the comfort of the families of the hostages. O Holy One of Israel, we praise you and adore you. And Father, in the name above every name, I'm going to lead us all right now in that prayer for the authority to be revealed to us, that you would reveal to us this great authority that we have. And this is our prayer right now as we pray Ephesians 1:17. We're praying for our understanding of how to use this. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and, O Father, the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of your resurrection power, which you wrought in the Messiah, the Christ, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him to be head to the body over all things. That body, the body of Christ, was raised with you. It is the fullness of you, hallelujah, in the earth. You are the head, we are the body. And how thankful we are that when you raise the head, you raise the body. And that when God the Father seated you at his right hand, he seated the body together in you. And then in Romans, he wrote, Romans 5:17, they which have received abundance of the grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Oh, La Matinia. You listen up, you kingdom of darkness. We are a company welded together with the love of God and the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of our Father who calls us a force. We are a prayer force for good. We have an assignment, and he has given us authority over you. Now, with our united voice, which is so strong, we say cease and desist in your maneuvers against the President of the United States of America, against Benjamin Netanyahu, against the Arondala Maskandana Kohoshkana militaries, in the name against the Pashonda governing one offices all the way to our cities and states. We put the blood of Jesus over them. We put the blood of Jesus over the summit that's coming up. Washington, D.C., CUFI, in the name above every name, any of your little plans, the Rambarakahaya for demonstrations, we call them to naught. We call them to nothingness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you have nothing to do with us or our derricks in Jesus' name. We are appointed in our own lives to walk in paths for the Lord, and in the name above every name, we have been given and destined to good works which he foreordained that we should walk in them. And those who are on this call in the name above every name, you are off limits. Their derricks, their paths are off limits to you. Their families off limits to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Oh, my dear ones, it's a wonderful thing to pray with you today. Our prayer call will be at 12:15. I'm not going to be going out to the mountain. We're getting ready for CUFI and other things. And in the name above every name, we do covet your prayers as we go there, and standing in authority for us each day. And in the name above every name, blessed be those who do go out to prayer mountain, those ones who don't care if I'm there or not, but they're so faithful. They're so faithful, Lord. Oh, God, they're so faithful. I pray special blessings on them. In the name of every name.
Milo kobra katafra kada koho jandia na kotoro godoro kobra kada kotosh kadabri. Pila kobra fratonye ne kwa la onye ne kwa aloko bebe. Pile kwa anyo no kore kodili kopre evre do koho jvantantio na kotosh katabre. Ili duru kumbre frakata la kaya na kora manakya. Isha do goro gobra kya na kora kadale kombre kada gadafra kala kaya na kahai. Ishina kondoro godoheshang chandoro godoheshang chandoro godoheshak chaktia. Iswadir shwan chona korakali kambre gene godoshka dabre kade kofa. Imini kuala kumbre kade goheshang chona kodore ka prangdia na korakotanya ni kahala ka braktia. Egele kadya ne kore kodo brekete kadala kai. Je ne ma toi, je kodoro kodoshka danjoro godoi kaf kadanjena kodoshka. O balatitia no kora manaka. Ishetu do kohusha. Isana makwa, maturu ko pra. Irigo duèvre, korogon djandio, no korogon de cabrale, korogon djande, ije de gotoshka da brikateka frakata kohole kanga. Alikateka lebre di le kangara kadash kanje, ne korogotoshki tibra, militoria, malakoria mannanie, ne korogotashke de brikwa, ije de matuashko donje de godohoshe tiana, ne korogatania. I cala cofre che ti cohora copanghia, e gene maturo godole copratia, fra cotoniene cora contiende, ne cotoro godoscania, e li duro cole bretaria, matobre che di concamba, e gene matuali, vele holedele, baracaiande, le cora mannagne, ne cora contabrica, ne cordasca, li dura, magnana, ne cora codosca, da breca tafra, bosca d'inciana. Isciato lo coprei, isciato colombre fratia, ignana qua bilitegna ne qua ricompe bilitonia, istianto pri cafraga di ligombra gara gongara catatace, isciene gohushuara catiangle ne gohra compegna ne qua, e le vile due giovani ne gombrevre di giovatora complica le caia ne ngombrica le cangabile torrigana ne contoro godosca da brica da gandai brutva se ne ne cora mandane cohole che bigna ne cohore comale canganga e se ne gondele cobre ili a fa ili a fa ili a fa oh father 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 mi tolo complica le caia ne gabi Isciato lo coho sambri con lo coho compigna, ili dura covra, marriage, the dombra, fracali gongabi, daniene coho la capra, na 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 nobre. I balato pra, bala hasciele, vili qua, chiede, vili co, bala la caia, nenina. Miriato farieto bravia, no rabbi danio no compre vesce le valia. Oh, father, 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 me tutuba, amico, bevri danio ni quasi tali dobra. Abilon giorno anghiato, caffrica le conga la capra. Devi li dusci qua d'ancio logo occedie. Ma tu no qua, isano no cora cadibra, cabilata agnana cobri catacalaila. Ibili tua hesciota. Ibili hesciota. Give la tora manik yando palakai. Privara dosh patala kohoshenge ne koto ochenge, ijate kora katash koton chedi koto ojek chakta. Mash kodori apanya ne kohoro ko papa. Ili vreti yishai. Kambara kodo ochenge ne kodoshka. Deso pone me qua delle cohoge e la cambracchia avrà cadoscende ne coto oce. Cramina qua alla cabigno no coro cotapra. Chi baradogne ni qua la cobre vele topre che te cai. E je ne men muagna ne coro cadapre. E je ne me de qua la vala congara cadambe. E vedi il ruscio alto e a nozze di gambra, cacca fritti o no cocci. E già da gora gabbagna ne coro cotagna ne coro codapri. Chisca tambra cotta? No, no. Buro tevra, dagna. E la gangara godoi se già, poscia torna, manacaia. Cambi cotto co occi, dica alla caiante e le cabra cataffè. J'ai du gauchoua, tocobre cafrangue, et les cambraquia na corocodoce. Ishatora, Ishatora, Ishatora. Lemurs ambangia. Pobravito shanierto. Andala co, andele, andele. Suita baladora. Gambe fiano nombre che te calai la hasiata na braia na 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 cobra caia na caia na 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 corocotia. Oh, shata la gadashka. Kabila tu. Oledere copre che te cavracchiano co palatinia. Ha chiamato la carianda la chiebe, ha siata la mahaia na nieno a mi. Io te godo ho sciangia. Che me la tatiana kataka ha sciacchia. Et j'ai des coteaux, et j'ai des coteaux, et j'ai des cotés. Pachamanaka. Bon, parata santa regodo chakchanda regodo chakchata. Pachkadambre katekoholeta prakya. Helebriti hishato regodo chakchana no nombre. Katekoleke brakya na katapre katakatanya. Il est de copra, fracatoko, rishendia, negoto, ishakya. Oh, shanakaya. Palakonya. Idarakaya. Arakatinye, nekohola kabra, pasote. Pasukotoko, rusha, paskotobre. Il a tout, maman Tatiana, ma coloco brève, tenie. Que je t'aurai dans la cambracta, fracados canche. Et je te cojo la capraca de caharacanca. Cabrico de roche, tania na cora. Palidania ni qua, no paladinia. Esciato, esciato, esciato. Caffrica tagne, caffrica cabeca, e se ne nanietto, to palacaia na ca a. Chi dico d'ora cadasca tonge, dico ora cotebre che te cahatai, e se ne mattaia na cora cadasca, topri, topri, topri. I due tua ciatogne ne qua, Gavida letto na cora manania ne cora cotosca tamprica te cotosca in tance. Ibleto ho shanchakta de goho shakche de goto ho shakche. A caracala cangale bracotombre. E je ne caracatasca dance de cotosca. E se te cola captegna na cupra. E se te cala cara catania ne cota capacca. E belli duos vada da coscende de copra cafracchiano. Blito, 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 blito. Oh, shanta de coholam, la colo cohola kipa. Cabita cai, cabita cai. Mangolo koba. Ebili dushwa matota de koho shange. Aso prete fato. Aso prete fato kange. Le bredua shonte le kopa fila tieto. Kopi da gambri ka le kopi da fai. E se ne me kwaro kodolo kopri ke di kankai. Inimakwali de cabre, inimakai. Ese de cola cobre, cala caia na cobre, cala gadashka. Ebele hitiano na cobre, cala gatace. Ese to go hora cobra, cala gala cambre, cala gole tebra, togne di qua. I liberi di usare, tu lo godo le gocce, le caracambra, le cocore campitio. Ili cahai. Aliatorio manacai. Mango le cocore combattiando le godosche d'ambre. I tu tu lo godo usare, mi con le cocore con papa. Ili gondiando le godosche. E se dico che sfatta te coho sentia ne gata. Kra li vare tonia ne coro kodoska. O svalia drogo de evretejo na na nam pika te ko. E je ne makaya ne coro ko brave li con ka pika te kata. O levre danie ne qua. E je ne mi qua. Kabileto. Abilandjonge di kala veletonia ni kala kaya. Agala gala kapinyo no kofre ketino kopra kaha. Bi alantebri ele kombravra. Go ala gabrenye e gala gombrata asantora kadevre bele kombra. Melo dobravi dalle combre che le caga di andorgo dosca da bricata catandien. E se dico doscia. E che le cabracata fra caracandien d'orgo dosca. Se le combre vredi dva s'andorgo d'onghe, e che la cambre vracatonie ne quaracadale cagnac d'orgo dosca. E si dico tu ci svatta la condiana con la cavala cattenia, ne coro con le capre, idere con brevre tu svatta la congara gadai, asca don giondere con cacchi le candiana cai. E belli du tua potenio na qua le do pre tu sua le vala tomri che le cadasca. E se te lo gore che le cani ne corra batie. Le maratonia na capre. Ahamani qua, mani ma katai, ma ata omer, bulu dujwa vita, gishato belita, kamina qua halekinyo, abala kaka, abala kahalakaya na kohoro kodache de kotoshka danche de katobre. Ida cambri che ti gata hellai. Pide cambri che ti cahala kaya. Mili combre fretisca. O gene me duesco d'ombri che ti cavracchia. O liberi co bella kaya na kange e le catacchia na coro godosca da cenie. Isi godosca d'ombri che ti cafraite na gosciaglia na coto con papa. Isano mo qua. Oh, we just praise you, Lord. We just praise you. We just thank you and praise you and give you glory. And just wonder, wonder, Lord. It's a wonder how you condescend and communicate with us. But you wanted to always. I see even in the Old Testament that you always said that you would answer. You would answer, Lord. Hallelujah. In the 91st Psalm, you said you would answer. Lord, there's so many questions, so many things. Thank you for answering every heart that you answer, Lord. And thank you, dear Father, for using us today to pray answers in this earth, to pray direction in this earth, to pray wisdom of God in this earth. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. And now we listen, Holy Father, we listen with our hearts to what you would have us pray and say today.
Praise the Lord. The Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Okay. The spiritual wall, W-A-L-L, the spiritual wall of protection. The spiritual wall of protection you must establish. You must establish for my nations with an S. Nations, life, lives, sorry, with an S. L-I-V-E-S, lives, and your family. Okay, I'll read it again. The spiritual wall of protection you must establish for my nation's lives and your family. And then the Lord gave us Psalm 119, 105. Proverbs 11:14. Proverbs 24:6. Proverbs 24:6. Let's see here. This statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read, all of it. So the statement I'm going to read is all underlined. You are, and read like this, you are saved, a rock, solid, wall, here we go again, solid wall, of protection, in this prayer. With your anointed friend and prophet, with your anointed friend and prophet, and you brothers and sisters. By doing this, together in unity, reaching one goal, which is victory that you have from me. Oh, it's a long statement. I'll read it again. You are saved, a rock solid wall of protection. You are saved, a rock solid wall of protection in this prayer with your anointed friend and prophet, and you brothers and sisters by doing this together in unity, reaching one goal. reaching one goal, which is victory that you have for me.
May I ask a question about, you are saved, a rock solid wall of protection?
Yeah. You are saved,
thank you.
I don't know if I said a. Yeah, it is. A
yeah.
rock.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I just wanted to confirm it.
Yeah, a rock solid wall of protection. Yes. And this prayer with your anointed friend and prophet. And you, brothers and sisters, by doing this together in unity, reaching one goal, which is victory that you have from me.
Thank you.
Got easier. Praise the Lord. Okay. And it's all underlined, Ms. Vida. The statement give all of it underlined. Okay. Let's see here. Psalm, the book of Psalm 5, 3. Psalm 5, verse 3. Acts 2, 17. Acts 2, 17. Thinking about this one. Acts 2, 17. Matthew 24, 13. Matthew 24, 13. Oh, one more. Revelation 11, 18. Revelation 11, 18. So Psalm 5, 3, Acts 2, 17, Matthew 24, 13, Revelation 11, 18. All right, next statement. It's not underlined. Next statement, it's not underlined. To read like this. Open your heart to receive from me. Open your heart to receive from me. Expect, yeah. Expect God, with an S. Expect God's guiding presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. guiding presence. And my goodness to manifest in your life today. Church. That's the statement. I'll read it again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read the statement again. Open your heart to receive from me. Expect God's guiding presence. And my goodness to manifest in your life today, church. That is the statement.
Was
open
there an
heart.
S on the end of the word heart? Or
no. Open your heart. Yeah, there is no S. Open your heart to receive from me. Expect God's, with an S, guiding presence. And my goodness, to manifest in your life today, church.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
All right. Then the Lord gave us Joshua 1:7, Hebrew 4:12, Proverbs 24:6. Okay. So Joshua 1:7, Hebrews 4:12, Proverbs 24:6. All right. Next statement. No, it's not all of it underlined. Part of it. Okay. Begin with underlined part from the beginning. Underline. Turn for counsel. Yeah. Turn for counsel in this time of need. turn for counsel in this time of need. So this statement is underlined. Turn for counsel in this time of need. Same statement, non-underlined. To who is trusted, you can go farther. Can go farther in my spiritual counsel. To who is trusted, you can go farther in my spiritual counsel. Counsel. So.
Okay. Is that all of it?
No, there's three more words underlined in the end of it. Turn to me. Turn to me. And that's underlined. And that's all of it. I'll read it again just to make sure everybody got it right here. Underline part, the beginning of the statement. Turn for counsel in this time of need. Non-underlined part, same statement. To who is trusted, you can go farther in my spiritual counsel. To who is trusted, you can go farther in my spiritual counsel. The end of it, three words, turn to me, is underlined.
All right. I have a question here.
Yeah.
Okay, we have underlined. Turn for counsel in this time of need.
Mm-hmm.
Not underlined. To who is trusted, you can, is that word can?
Yeah, can, C-A-N.
Go farther in my spiritual counsel. Then underlined,
correct.
Turn to me.
That is correct.
Okay.
My goodness, I'm just looking at the beginning of the statement and the end of the statement. It's like, wow. You know, the underlying part. Start looking what's Brenda see here, praise the Lord. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us, of course. Okay. Psalm 54, 4. Psalm 54, 5, 4, verse 4. Psalm 119, 28. Psalm 119, 119, verse 28. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Okay. Next statement. And it is, okay. Next statement, let me see here. Half of it is underlined, and the end of it, a Latino. So read like this, non-underlined part from the beginning. My desire as a protective, my desire as a protective father to shield you, my children. To shield you, my children. My desire as a protective father to shield you, my children. I will shake nations with an S. I will shake nations and individuals in desire. Now the underlined part. I'll go over it again to make sure everybody got it. Now the underlined part. In desire, not underlined. Start the underlined part there. Now the underlined part. To get your attention. To get your attention and theirs, and theirs. With that, I will draw all to me. I am. Okay, I might read this really fast here, but I'll read it again from the beginning. Non-underlined part. The underlined part only in the end of the statement. My desire as a protective father to shield you, my children, I will shake nations, I will shake nations and individuals with an S and individuals in desire, underline part, to get your attention and theirs, to get your attention and theirs. With that, I will draw all to me. I am.
Is the word before desire, the second desire, I-N?
The
It
word
comes after
desire.
individuals. I will
Okay,
shake
after
nations and individuals.
N desire.
I-N?
IN, yes. N desire.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
To get your attention and theirs. With that, I will draw all to me. I am. Okay. Praise the Lord. Next scripture here. Amos, that's how you pronounce it. Amos 9:9. Hebrews 12:26. Yeah. Hebrews 12:26. Haggai, Haggai, is that?
Yes, that's a book.
Okay. 2:7. Haggai 2:7. Okay, next statement. My protection and power. My protection and power come and stand in my presence. My protection and power come and stand in my presence. Okay, the rest is underlined. So the non-underlined part, the beginning of it, my protection and power come and stand in my presence. Underlined part. I will hear you. I will hear you and rescue you. Yeah, and rescue you, Israel, Church, Benjamin, Trump. I will hear you and I will rescue you, Israel, Church, Benjamin, Trump. Through me, Jesus Christ, through me, Jesus Christ. I will grant it, if you ask, if you ask for my shelter, I will provide it.
For my
Okay,
what?
I will provide it. Well, I'm
For
gonna read it
what?
again.
Well,
That's
yes,
it.
and I need
That's the
to
statement.
ask you a question at the beginning as well.
Okay.
My protection, and what is the next word?
And power.
A-N-D?
Yes, Andy.
Okay.
Oh,
Okay,
sorry. Yeah,
thank
you
you.
said next word. Yeah, you said lower. Okay, and power. Andy. My protection and power come and stand in my presence. That's the non-underlined part of the statement, which is the beginning. My protection and power come and stand in my presence. Now, the rest of it is underlined. I will hear you and rescue you. I will hear you and rescue you, Israel, Church, Benjamin, Trump. Through me, Jesus Christ, I will grant it, I will grant it if you ask for my shelter. I will
For
grant
my
it if
what?
you ask.
Shelter?
Shelter, yeah. Shelter, shelter, I believe. I
That's
will,
right.
yeah, I will provide it. I will provide it. I'm sure you'll read it way better than me, Mr. Praise the
Well,
Lord.
I'm hoping I got it all. Let me make
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, not underlined. My protection and power come and stand in my presence. Underlined. I will hear you and rescue you, Israel, Church, Benjamin, Trump, through me, Jesus Christ. I will grant it if you ask for my shelter. I will provide it.
That is correct.
Okay. Be sure to ask for it then.
Be sure to ask for it. Whoa. Then he gave us Psalm 91 again.
The whole
Psalm.
Psalm
90, the whole Psalm. Next scripture here is Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Next statement. It is time to rise up. It is time to rise up. Oh, the rest is underlined. Okay. So it is time to rise up. I'm sorry. It is time to rise up. It's a statement by itself. That's it. It is time to rise up. Next statement is underlined. I made it clear that you can, I made it clear that you can read and see. Read and see the signs, S-I-G-N-S, the signs of the times with an S, the signs of the times to know it is getting closer. Wow. I made it clear, underlined. The statement is all underlined. I made it clear that you can read and see the signs of the times to know it is getting closer. Okay. And, okay, this is the last statement. And, again, it is underlined, very short. Comforting, C-O-M-F-O-R-T-I-N-G.
Comforting,
thank you. Okay, comforting my military. Comforting my military, yes. I believe it's military, M-I-L-I-T-A-R-Y.
That is.
Military. Okay, military. And then he gave us Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. Comforting my military, then Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. Trust in me. There you have it.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My mind is just going all over the place. I need to meditate.
Me
Go
too.
Ahead. Sorry.
Me too. Looks like some things are up, but
yeah.
We are protected. Praise God. Well, that's how it is. I mean, we're in the end. Hallelujah. The spiritual wall of protection you must establish for my nation's lives and your families. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Proverbs 11:14. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the abundance of counselors, there is safety. Now, the King James reads counsel, and the other translations that we look at, the three of them, ESV and ASV and Amplified, use guidance. Where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in the abundance of counselors, there is safety. Proverbs 24:6. For by wise counsel or guidance, thou shalt make war, and in multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Wow.
Proverbs 24:6. No, I read that already. Did I read Proverbs 11:14?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, folks, the first thing he gave us here, the first scripture is Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His words are the counselors. In the multitude of his words, they are the counselors. There is a verse in Psalm 119 that says, your words are my counselors. You can get a lot of people giving you a lot of opinions and you can get all mixed up. But he's talking primarily here about his words. And now underlined, you are saved a rock solid wall of protection in this prayer with your anointed friend and prophet. And you, brothers and sisters, by doing this together in unity, reaching one goal, which is victory, that you have from me. Psalm 5:3. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. Now that is the ESV. I like, it is the word okay. Let me show you how it is. King James. My voice shall you hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Here's the Amplified. In the morning, you hear my voice, O Lord. In the morning, I prepare, and then they have in brackets, I prepare a sacrifice for you, and watch and wait. And then they have in brackets, for you to speak to my heart. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Acts 2:7. See, we have prayed here in the morning.
17.
Together. Acts 2:17. And in the last days, it shall come to pass, saith the Lord God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Matthew 24:13. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. No. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, 24:13.
That's right. Revelation 11:18. The nations raged, and your wrath came. The time came for the dead to be judged, and the time to reward your bondservants, the prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth.
Oh.
Hallelujah. This is the time of the seventh trumpet, and this is over into the tribulation time. So that we're praying over into the tribulation time. We're praying ahead. Hallelujah. On the earth, during the tribulation time, the nations will be raging and his wrath will come and the judgment. Hallelujah. But also the rewarding for the saints. Open your, we are, and even that scripture which says those who endure to the end shall be saved, that's talking about the tribulation time on earth. That's not how you and I are saved, by enduring to the end. We're saved by believing that God raised Jesus from the dead and accepting him in our life. But during the tribulation time, and Matthew 24 is much of it about tribulation, during that time, they're going to need to endure to the end to be saved, to the end of that 7 years. Hallelujah. Open your heart to receive from me. Expect God's guiding presence and my goodness to manifest in your life today, church. Oh, Lord, I expect it in Jesus' name. Joshua 1:7. Oops, I hit the wrong word. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, and you shall prosper whithersoever you go. So the word of God, we don't turn away from it, that we may have success wherever we go. Hebrews 4:12. And here again, pointing us to the word. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the heart, of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
I love it.
Wow. I love that too. Everything points you to the word. That's where the rock solid wall is. Proverbs 24:6, that's where the counselors are. They're his words. For by wise counsel or wise guidance, you shall make your war. And in the multitude of counselors, there is victory. But don't forget, those counselors are his words. I'm going to look that up for you in a minute. And then underlined, turn for counsel in this time of need to who is trusted. You can go farther in my spiritual counsel. Turn to me. And the turn to me is underlined, and the first part, turn for counsel in this time of need, is underlined. Again, it's turning to his word. Turning to his word. Psalm 54:4. You can go out there in the world get a multitude of counselors, and you would be hopelessly mixed up. Okay, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
There you have it. Psalm 119:28. Okay, just a minute. Psalm 119:28. My soul melts for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Now that is the ESV. King James said, my soul melts for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. No, American says, my soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to your word. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. My desire as a protective father to shield you, my children, I will shake nations and individuals. In desire to, and this is underlined from here on, to get your attention and theirs, with that I will draw all to me, I am. There is coming a shaking. Hallelujah, but we're protected in him. Amos 9:9. Hello. I will command and shake the house of Israel among all the nations, as one shakes with a sieve, but no pebble shall fall to the ground. That's the ESV. Here it is. We better read this one and get what it says. This is it in King James. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. So, there is some kind of a shaking coming, but not even a grain is lost of his own.
Wow.
Hebrews 12:26. Now remember, we're praying ahead. We don't know when this is. It could be next week. It could be next month. It could be next year. It could be next 10 years. We're already praying over into the tribulation. It could be in the tribulation. Because that is going to happen. It's the time of Jacob's trouble. In the tribulation times, what is happening for Israel is it is being purified to take its place in the millennial reign as the head of all nations. So this could be right here. This could be over into the tribulation time, that there will be a sifting of Israel. Yeah. And also the nations that are on the earth then. I believe that's what it's talking about, really. Okay, Hebrews 12:26. At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Now, that is plural. It's heavens. And it probably means the atmospheric heavens around the earth. the atmosphere, the ozone level, ozone place, all of that. Hallelujah. Haggai 2:7. I don't remember a Haggai scripture before, but I could be wrong.
I don't either.
And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Who is the desire of all nations? Of course, it's the Lord of glory. So probably this is over into the millennium, excuse me, the tribulation time. And of course, that's going to end with the Lord of glory coming. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, other translations, I see that as the desire being Jesus. They're saying it as the wealth of all nations will come into the house of God and fill it with glory. But I still think it's him. I think he's the desire of all nations. My protection and power come and stand in my presence. I will hear you. Now, this is underlined.
Well,
I will hear you and rescue you, Israel, church, Benjamin, Trump, through me, Jesus Christ. I will grant it if you ask for my shelter. I will provide it. Psalm 91. Hallelujah. In Psalm 91, I'm going to read you the way that I say it when I do my health and healing scriptures. This is, I personalized it. Whoever sits in the secret place of the Most High, Elion, shall abide in the shadow of Shaddai. I say of Jehovah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, Elion, in whom I trust. For he delivers me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He covers me with his pinions, and under his wings I take refuge. His truth is my shield and buckler. I am not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. For thou, O Yahuwah, art my refuge. I have made the Most High, Elion, my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. For he gives his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and serpent, shall I trample underfoot. Therefore my heavenly Father says to me, because you have set your love upon me, therefore will I deliver you. I will set you on high, because you know my name. You shall call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. You know, folks, you should say this every day. I've been going to Israel for, I don't know, 45 years and taking groups. We don't roll the bus without we say this out loud. There was a church in World War II in Texas, and their little town, it was a little town, and they had an undue amount of their sons sent to the war. It was just way above what the normal percentage would be. And this little town and the church in it was able to get those, to say over those young men every day, Psalm 91. And they came back, not a soldier of theirs was killed. There is protection in Psalm 91. There is a shelter. It is a shelter. The first two verses, he who abides in the shelter of the Most High. 2 Chronicles 7:14. And this is what I saw Benjamin Netanyahu do. I saw him go down to that wall. And actually in this passage, it tells them to go down to that wall. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And if you go on down to verse 15, it says, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer made in this place, that at that wall, at that temple mount, Hamakom. He did it. He went down there. He did it before, and he did it afterwards. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It is time to rise up. And then, underlined, I made it clear that you can read and see the signs of the times to know it is getting closer. God made it clear. I mean, if people will just read in the Word, it's clear. I felt so sorry for, there was a young man who called my granddaughter, and his parents are pastors. And he said, oh, I don't even, I'm not going to listen to Sister Billy do that, because they put a stealth bomber in the graphic. He said, we're Christians. We're supposed to be for peace, not for war. I feel so sorry for him. Jesus said there's going to be wars and rumors of wars.
Right.
So there are. But we're safe in them. That's what he's telling us right here. My protection and my power. Come and stand in my presence. My word is your counselor. You see what's going to happen. My word tells you what's going to happen.
Shake nations under the...
Yeah, he's
and
shaking
individuals.
Nations. He's and doing it
individual.
Right now.
Yeah. And desire to get your attention. Sorry.
Yeah, and desire to get their attention. Of course, exactly. And he's got signs out there everywhere. But no. Like that young man, peace. Well, praise the Lord. The only real peace is going to come when the Prince of Peace comes. There'll be a false peace that comes in the middle of the tribulation time when they sign a contract for 3.5 years. Excuse me, for the first 3.5 years when they sign a contract for peace. But it's not a real peace. Only when the King Messiah comes will there be a real peace on this earth. Now it is time to rise up. Underlined, I made it clear that you can read and see the signs of the times to know it is getting closer. That's one of the things I'm going to do on these live things when we're going to pop up. We're going to read the signs of the times. We are reading them. We are studying the signs of the times. Now, I think he's talking about us right here, folks. He may not be. Of course, he's got a lot. He's the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies. But he said, comforting my military. Well, he's got angel armies. I don't think they need comforting. He's got stars and hail that are his armies. I don't think they need comforting. But he's got the armies of Israel, and he's got the army of the church, and the body of Christ. We're the ones that need comforting. We who are here on this earth in his service. And even this prayer call right here, he drew attention to our prayer call, this prayer call right here. You are saved a rock-solid wall of protection in this prayer call. Comforting my military. And then he gives Psalm 91, 1 and 2 again, and this time we'll read it from He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But do you know what the ESV says and the New American says? They say, what? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, rather than secret place. They use the word shelter. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And the Almighty word there is Shaddai. I like to say the shadow of Shaddai. So it uses the word shelter. I'll read it from the ESV. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty, or Shaddai. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him I trust. Trust in me. That's the comfort, huh? We're dwelling in the shelter of the Most High. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. We have a spiritual wall of protection. But we are to establish it. Now that is available to everybody. But you have to establish it with your will and with your prayers and with your confessions. That's how you establish it. Something is coming, but we are protected if we establish a wall. And we listen to him. We turn to him for counsel.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Now, he's going to do this because he's going to do all kinds of things to get people to know he's God. And there is something of a shaking coming that he will do to get people's attention. So, praise the Lord. Do these things make me afraid? Not one whit.
No.
Praise the Lord.
Absolutely not.
Not one tiny, 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 tiny bit. When your God who made everything tells you you've got a wall of protection around you, a rock-solid wall, what is a rock-solid wall? Nothing can get through it. Nothing can get through it. Hallelujah. So that's what we can expect if we walk in his ways, if we walk in his words, if we take his counsel. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
I like it that he really very well confirms to us that we're getting very, very close.
Yeah.
I made it clear that you can read and see the signs of the times to know it's getting closer. Don't you love that? Ooh, wee, can you hardly wait to start the next age? Whoa!
No, can't wait for the noon prayer. My goodness. Thank you, Lord.
I know, the noon prayer. We're looking forward to the noon prayer. We want more of this, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
So do remember that we'll start our prayer at 15 minutes past the hour, wherever you are. Anything else, brother, before we go?
No, just overwhelming words this morning.
Overwhelming,
Jesus.
Really.
Overwhelming, yeah.
And then, of course, last week, wisdom and knowledge and guidance, he's telling us we can have it. I mean, we can hear a voice that say, turn this way, turn that way. This is the way, walk you in it. Available to us who abide in the shadow of Shaddai, who abide closely with him. Walk closely with him. Bless the Lord. All right, we'll see you at 15 minutes past the hour. Shalom, shalom.
See you then. Shalom, shalom.